Hi, I'm Ryan, and I'm going to be your host for these daily challenges. These are challenges to live as followers of Jesus in our busy commuting lifestyle. And if you're not quite sure what that means, then we've got a great course called Christianity 101 that you should definitely check out so these daily challenges make more sense. We're going to be structuring these daily challenges around a bit of a routine. It starts with an idea on Monday. Then Tuesday, we look in depth at that idea in Scripture. Wednesdays, we talk about the change that applying this scripture to our lives would have. And then Thursday, we talk about actually taking action, doing something different in life. And Friday, we reflect and pray about that. For the first few months, we're going to be covering Jesus' teachings called the Sermon on the Mount. It's in the book of Matthew, and it's a way that Jesus challenged his followers years ago to follow him in their lives, in their world. And we're going to look at how it applies to our lives and our world. Thanks for joining us for these daily challenges. Well, Monday I told you why I was standing in front of a shopping center. It was because I was talking about points cards. And then Tuesday we looked at Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, where Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Now there's a connection between these two things. Jesus is saying those who have nothing to spend, who know they have no points and can earn no points, they're the spiritually poor and they're actually blessed by God, despite what you'd think. Now these points cards, you know, I had one of those cards for years and I thought I'd been earning points and they were going to be worth so much. And one day I decided to go online and see what I'd earned. And I'd earned one cup of tea. After years and years of collecting points, of shopping at this store, I'd earned one cup of tea. And it wasn't even going to be good tea. It was gas station tea. Here I was thinking I was rich in points, that I'd been earning them for years, but it still wasn't enough to buy anything of value to me. Now, in terms of Jesus' words, "Blessed are the poor in spirit," you might be confused, thinking, well, which one am I? Am I the poor in spirit or am I the rich in spirit? What if I'm well off, as most Canadians are financially, compared to the rest of the world, but spiritually poor? What if I'm struggling financially, but spiritually rich? There's so many variations on that. But Jesus is aiming this statement at two particular groups. He wants them to know who they really are. The spiritually poor, he wants them to know that he's got their back. They are blessed. Now the spiritually rich, the big-time brownie point collectors, he wants them to know they're spiritually poor. He wants both these groups to know they're one and the same. Some of the people listening to Jesus would have been Pharisees, religious experts, kind of like religious lawyers, who did everything by the book. They'd been earning religious points for years. But Jesus is saying they're spiritually poor, and they're going to have to know him and follow him the same way anyone else does, with complete dependence on him, as if they were spiritually poor, because they are spiritually poor. All they've earned is a cup of tea, not God's love and affection. None of us can earn enough spiritual brownie points to actually make our way back to God. Now, the point of this message is to say that you and I are spiritually poor too. But the good news for Pharisees, the poor, you and me, is that we don't have to earn points with God. God wants to give us something for free. Now, I'll tell you more about that tomorrow, but your discussion question to look at today with your group or just yourself is, what is the relationship, if any, between material poverty and spiritual poverty? Is it possible to be spiritually poor without being physically poor? Is it possible to be physically poor without being spiritually poor? It's a good question to explore as we dive into Scripture today and think about how it might challenge and change us tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow.